driving like an angel. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the meditation for an evening. Driving like an angel. What does it mean to drive like an angel? Well, when you drive like an angel, you first like yourself, and you think that you're a wonderful person. Then you like your vehicle, and you think it's a wonderful vehicle. Then you like your creation of the world around you, of the drivers around you, of the people who drive their cars to and fro about you. And then you like all the people in your world, especially those in the car with you. You feel harmonious with them. You feel joyful with them. You feel one with them. It's a great experience. And when you do that, then your driving is like that of an angel. Your driving is the ideal driving. Everyone drives like an angel. Everyone drives according to their own individual highest and best. But not everyone is appreciated as driving as an angel. If you and I look at people around us and we say that they're not driving like an angel, then we don't have the wisdom to see them driving as an angel. Because whatever we see around ourselves is what we create from within ourselves. And if we see other people who are doing things to, say, violate the law or to drive without love and without joy and without peace and harmony, then that's us. That's us. For when our eyes are so pure, so beautiful, so wonderful, we cannot see anything but purity, beauty, and wonder. We cannot look at another being and see them doing anything wrong. We can only look at them and see them doing something right. That's our meditation. How do we see the world? Do we see the world driving like an angel? Do we see every man, woman, and child on earth acting like an angel? Harmonious, joyous, full of peace, full of love? Do we see everyone in our world as a reflection of who we are? We really do. Sometimes we don't like the reflection, but that's because we're not happy with what we are inside of ourselves. If our consciousness is so pure, so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, then all the world is that way, because it is our reflection. Whatever our reflection is, that's who we are. Whatever we are, that's what our reflection is. It's so simple, but so definite. And it functions that way all the time. How do you want your world to be? How do you want your life to be? How do you want the people in your world to be? How do you want the circumstances in your world to be? However you want them to be, that's how they are, by the creation of our thought. My thought creates every experience I have. So when I look around me and I see beautiful, loving, thoughtful, gentle, marvelous people, then that's what I am. When I look at my car or the road before me or the people around me and I say, I surround you with my ideal self, I surround you with my pure white light of love, I surround you with all that is good and beautiful. As we say things like that, then that's what we experience. I am the pure white light of love. I surround this vehicle with my pure white light of love, and all of its ways are peace, and all of its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. Now, you say, oh boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be nice if that were always true? Well, that is always true when we choose to recognize that that is always true. When we choose to recognize something other than that, which we have the right to do, then we can experience something other than that. Now, who in their right mind would ever not want to experience all is in divine order? Well, all is in divine order. And all is what we experience in divine order. And even when something appears to be not in divine order, when we maintain divine order, so it is for us. So it is in our life and in our world. Driving like an angel. Well, when you think like an angel, you act like an angel, you live like an angel, you're going to drive like an angel. When you think like an angel, act like an angel, live like an angel, you're going to create yourself surrounded on all sides, driving angels. You're going to create the weather ideal for driving. You're going to create the car ideal for driving. Everything is ideal because you created it. Each one of us can create our world to our preference. Each one of us do create our world to our preference. Each one of us live in a world we created by our preference. If each one of us want our world somewhat different, put the new preface into motion, put the new thought into motion, new cause into motion, and doing that, watch the magic of what happens. All turns out beautiful, divine, and right now. Life is wonderful. Enjoy it. And when you enjoy it, know that you are wonderful too. You are the essence, the allness, the goodness, the peace. You are the angel. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.